Hi, my name's Troy. I go by Troidal Power on the internet. I don't know what JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is, but everybody keeps talking about it, so I decided I should probably watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Join me on my podcast where I chronicle my adventure watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. That's right, it's Trotro's Bizarre Adventure. Friends, I watch more JoJo. Welcome to Trotro's Bizarre Adventure. I watched season 1 episode 8, Bloody Battle, JoJo and Dio. This episode ruled. So much happened. Right off the bat, the kicker for this episode is that there's a little kid being beaten by his dad because he ran out of the house for some reason. I don't remember if there was a reason he ran out of the house, but then he's like, where's my sister? And it turns out his sister is trying to be JoJo, or no, not JoJo, Dio is trying to indoctrinate the sister, and there's like Dio's got like a little dog who has a human face, and a little dog with a human face really wants to have like child sex with the little girl, which is very creepy and disturbing. Thankfully, Dio, as despicable as he is, also thinks that that's disturbing, so he murders the dog with the human face, just kicks him into the air and then kicks his back and breaks his spine and murders him to death. But then he's like, well, little girl, since you won't become a vampire with me, I'll feed you to my friend who's made of snakes. And this guy named Doobie, who's just made entirely of snakes, comes down, and he's going to eat the little girl. But just in time, JoJo and his Power Ranger friends show up. I don't remember who all these friends JoJo has are or where they came from. Tom Petty's there, I know that. But anyway, they all show up, and they, like, fight off the snake man. And then one of the guys... what was his name? Darius? Darren? Dare? Dyer? Dyer, maybe? I don't know. He's like, JoJo, I have a vengeance with this guy because I was really good friends with Zeppeli before you were, and so I'm going to kill this guy, not you. And he tries to kill Dio, but Dio's got one superpower that he uses a lot this episode, which is that he freezes people. So he freezes this guy's body whole, except for his head, and then breaks his body. And they're like, oh my god, he killed that guy! But he left his head alive, and so the head fell in a pile of roses, and he picked up a rose and filled it full of Haman energy and shot it into Dio's eye, which was freaking dope. And then lots of fighting happens. JoJo's fighting Dio while everybody else is fighting all these other zombie creatures. One guy does a sick move where he like knocks a chandelier down so that four zombie monster guys are stuck in it. And then as he's coming down, he charges up his Haman and sets it off through the steel of the chandelier. So it like explodes all four of them at once. It's pretty dang cool. So JoJo starts fighting Dio, and he's like knows his weakness because Dio's blind on one side, so he's attacking from that side with his sword. Did JoJo always have a sword? It's been a while since I've watched this show, guys. But anyway, he charges up his sword with Haman and just cuts off Dio's arm. Just cuts it right off. And then slices Dio from head to groin. He doesn't quite get him all the way in half, though. It probably stops around his belly button. As Dio starts freezing JoJo. Oh my gosh, he's using his cool freezing power. What is JoJo going to do? I'll tell you what he's going to do, friend. He cleverly maneuvers his tip of his sword that's on the other side of Dio into the flame of a torch so that the heat travels through the blade and helps to thaw JoJo out. Oh my gosh, it's such a cool move. It's very, very good. And then JoJo goes to do like a finishing punch on Dio, but it freezes his hand. And then Dio like jumps in the air and he's like, I'm all powerful and shit. And I sucked my arm back up into my body and I sealed the two halves of my body back together. There's a cool part where he has to like align the two halves of his face. It's nasty. And then JoJo does like a flaming punch. He literally puts his fist in a fire and sets his hand on fire in order to punch Dio and kills him dead. He wins. He wins. Such victory. Dio's definitely dead and gone forever. There was a touching moment earlier in this episode where JoJo admits that like he hates Dio. He actually like admits it, that like, I hate you. I'm full of nothing but vengeance, which was really kind of hard. And then when he thinks he's killed Dio, he's crying because even though Dio was horrible, you know, he was JoJo's brother once upon a time. And then, so that's kind of sad. Looks like coming up on the next episode, maybe a wedding. I think JoJo's getting married. And then Dio shows up at the wedding and maybe kills JoJo. Is JoJo going to die now? I don't know how Dio's back. There's a part where he's like, where is my body? So I'm not sure how he's back without a body, but looks like that's what's coming next time. So we'll find out because Trotro's Bizarre Adventure is to be continued. I don't know how to, do I have an ending for the show? I don't remember. It's been a minute, but hey, this episode ruled, and I'm excited to watch the next one. Bye.